Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
Praise God. Can we just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen, amen. It feels good in the house of the Lord this morning, doesn't it? Hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be than in church today. I said there's no place I'd rather be. A lot of places we could be this morning. Hallelujah. But I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's an honor to be here with you all again. We are blessed to be connected to this place and to each and every one that represents this place. Amen. It's an honor, and it is a double honor to be with my uncle, aunt, and cousins. Amen. The first family of this church. We love them so very much, and we give them double honor. I think it'd be good if we just, amen, give them a hand clap of appreciation. Amen. Love you very, very much. Honor, amen, the man of God and his family of this sacred place. Amen. I have been blessed just being here today in the worship. Amen. I'm so glad that my cousin Lana, amen, is here with us on my mother's side. Amen. I love, amen, love family. And sometimes, you know, when you love something so very much, you know, those that are not relationship, if you will, if you take a marriage, for example, a man and a woman, they love each other very much. And when somebody would come along and want to have a relationship, but there's no openness there, there's a closed commitment. And sometimes that can, amen, come across the wrong way, maybe to an individual that doesn't have an understanding. But I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. Praise God. It may come across to somebody else, amen, that I don't love, or I don't care, or I'm not interested in them. But that's the furthest thing from the truth, amen. There's just some things inside of me, hallelujah, that I cannot let go of. Amen. I love the Lord more than anything else. I love my precious wife. Amen. I'm so thankful she's here, my son. Amen. But I love God more than anything else. Amen. I'm thankful for what God has blessed me with. But more than anything, He is my rock. He is my salvation. He is my Savior. He is my anchor. Hallelujah. Praise God. It may come across to, amen, that, man, my wife isn't that important. No, 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 no. That's not what. But there's something greater that we have an understanding of. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah. I love God with all my heart. God, there's nothing greater than you. There's nothing higher than you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That being said, I do so very much appreciate and love my dear wife. And even it just continues to grow. And, you know, seeing the way that she mothers my son and takes care of us, and I am blessed beyond measure. Amen. I was talking with a fellow friend, and we married up. Amen. Married up, and I'm so thankful for you. Love you, sweetheart. Amen. Very much. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Genesis this morning, and then if you would, we'll just read this one verse of scripture, and then I'll have you be seated, and we'll read a couple more scriptures. Genesis chapter number 1. Amen. The book of beginnings. We're going to read one verse, verse number 27. Amen. Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. Amen. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Let's just go ahead and turn over to Colossians before you're seated. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10. Colossians 3, 9 and 10, it says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man. Someone say the old man. With his deeds, and have put on the new man. Someone say the new man. Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Already you can see a tie between these two verses of Scripture. Amen. One more verse of Scripture, and then I'll have you be seated. Isaiah 64, 6, 7, and 8. But we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness, all our righteousness is as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Somebody say Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and we are the work of thy hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of scriptures, amen, for the text, but I want to preach to you for just a few moments the garment of the invisible God. The garment of the invisible God. Would you lift up your voice with me before you're seated and pray? God, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay this morning. I pray that you would anoint our ears to hear today. We pray, God, that you would reveal to us your love, reveal to us your nature, reveal to us your truth today. Bless somebody in this house. In Jesus' name we pray. And somebody said amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated. There are some questions that I want to ask, and by the end of this message this morning, I pray that these questions would be answered. One of them is, who is the invisible God? Who is the invisible God? This is a question that has been asked from the beginning. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? This is a question, again, that has been faced for many, many ages. What is the garment? What is the garment? And what is the new man? The old man, the new man, the scriptures that I have drawn from, amen, this morning. And I want to attempt with the help of the Holy Ghost today, amen, to preach to you today, amen, about the oneness of God. Amen, about who he is, amen, and about, amen, the old man and the new man and his creative ability and how that applies to us, amen, and where we fit in that as well as with our righteousness, amen. And so the identity is what I want to begin with. The garment is an identity. You can look at many professions. You can understand just by a garment, you know the identity of that individual. You can be walking in the mall and you see somebody in scrubs, and by it I understand you may not know exactly what part of the medical field they're in, but you know that they are, amen, in the medical field. There's an identity there. You can look at a surgeon and you see the white coat and you see the typically the blue scrubs. You understand, hey, that's somebody that works in, amen, the operating room. You can look at a fireman and you know exactly what his identity is based on the garment. Praise God. And there is a plethora of these things that we can put out there. Even police and those that are in authority. Priests, if you look in the Bible. And today, praise God, it's not everybody. A businessman wears a suit, but typically a preacher, amen, right up here wears a suit as well. There's garments that identify things. And so what I want to preach today, amen, is the identity and the garment of the invisible God and how that relates to us. Everything that God created, He created, amen, with a design. And He created with intention and purpose. And the things that He created with being have a little bit of a different understanding. Everything does not have being. Amen. Everything does not have being, but we are one of the things that has being that He created. And everything that He created with being has a polar identity, right? We understand there is an invisible and there is a visible nature to us. There is something seen and there is something unseen. And that is a polar identity. It's like there's a North Pole and the South Pole. They're opposites, right? They're different. And in us, there is visible and there is invisible. And this, amen, Brother Ralph, is creation defined, something that's creative. And you'll appreciate this. When a chair or this organ or anything or anything that you want to create and put together, it starts in the invisible. It starts in the unseen. You don't see it, but it's a thought. It's something within the mind. It's on the inside, and there's a vision that comes to you. And then there's actuality that is placed upon that creative, amen, thought, and it can become a beautiful design pulpit. This started in an invisible form. And then it was put into visible when someone took that and put action to it. And now we understand this is a pulpit because it was designed and it was created in an invisible and then it was made visible. Yes. Amen. And this is how God created us. So God created us in His image, it says. And this is how we can understand. All right, that's all right. We are created. We're created in His image, and only man is created in His image. And so through us, through this understanding of invisible and visible, we can understand the very Godhead, and we can understand the very nature of God and how it reflects into our lives. Yes. Amen. Colossians, amen, chapter 1 and verse number 9 says, amen, that lie not, excuse me, that's a 3, Colossians 1, 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, Paul wrote, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. It's the will of God that we continue to grow in Him, in knowledge and in understanding, so that we can walk. Amen. The way that He wants us to walk. Somebody said amen. 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 And so how is it that we can understand this mighty God? He goes on. He says we can become partakers of the inheritance. He says in light. And we can be delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And He says in His dear Son's kingdom. Amen. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He goes on. He says we are, amen, the image, amen, of God. And He is the image. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And so I've first come to tell somebody this morning, Jesus Christ is the garment of the invisible God. He is, amen, the visible manifestation of the invisible God. Hallelujah. He's omnipresent, amen. The Spirit of God, this invisible God, He's omnipresent. Amen. He's at all places, at all times. This is kind of hard for us to really understand and wrap, amen, around in our minds. But the invisible God is the way that we call the Father. Amen. We as humanity, we have to define things to try to understand them.
right? And so man had to define, amen, things for us to understand it. When you define something, it's taking the finite, D-E-F-I-N-E. It's finite things. When you define something, you are de-infinitizing it, okay? God is infinite. And infinity is really hard for us to wrap our minds around because we like to know a start and an end and structure and squares and circles and shapes, right? Amen. But infinity, well, what is that? Amen. Only God can really understand some of these things. In His Godhead, hallelujah, what is this infinite God? Well, we have to try and define it to try and understand some things. And so when the Scripture says Father, you've got to understand this is the invisible things of God. This is the invisible things of God, the things that you cannot see. Amen. This is the Spirit of God Himself. Hallelujah. And you can understand through John 1 and 18, it says, no man hath seen God at any time. Amen. You can't see things that are invisible. It's like trying to understand in our carnal, finite minds. Amen. But there is something that we can see. Hallelujah. And there is a way that we can understand God. Moses, he desired to see the invisible God. He asked God, he said, show me thy glory. But God said, you cannot see my face. No man shall see me and live. And he goes on, he says, let not your heart be troubled, John wrote. Ye believe in God. Jesus' words here, believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, or can I say, unto the invisible God, but by me. The only time that God has ever revealed Himself to anyone at any time is through the Word. And that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ was in the thought of the invisible God, or the Father, if you will. Amen. From the very beginning. And the time, any time He's ever revealed Himself, it's through the Word. It's just like us. We can have inner thoughts. We can have inner creative design. We can have inner, amen, thinking that it's on the inside of us, it's invisible. But when we express ourselves, that's how that invisible can be made visible. It can be how it's made known. And we're created in His likeness in this invisible and visible. Praise God. Jesus said, this gives you understanding. When Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Amen. We can't see invisible spirit. But when you see Jesus Christ, you see God the Father. Hallelujah. You see the invisible God manifested, amen, into a visible form. Jesus begins to tell them about the Holy Ghost. He's still talking about the invisible God, the Comforter, amen, the Spirit of Truth. He said the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not. But Jesus said the world sees me. They see the physical flesh of the man Christ Jesus, but not for much longer. But you will continue to see me because I live, ye shall live. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Through the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we can have an understanding of that almighty invisible God. He dwells in us. And Jesus said, it's I in you. It's not a third person in a Godhead, but it's God Almighty living inside of us, because He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands, but He dwells in a temple that He created in His image. Oh, hallelujah. I think it'd be good if we just praise Him for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I must go on. I must go on. I don't want to take too much time here today, but I believe God has a word for you today through this. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something when you get the Holy Ghost that you have a greater understanding. Amen. You can see. This is why Jesus said, except a man be born again, except he be born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom, much less enter. Woo, there's something exciting about that. Amen. Let me just say, as a sinner, as a worldly individual, as one that is an unbeliever that does not know the great truth about God. We don't see things in the kingdom like those that have been, amen, purchased with His blood, who's been baptized in His name, who's been filled with His Spirit. There's a blindness, if you will, right? They don't see some of the things. Why do you come to church every Sunday? Why do you come on midweek Bible? Why do you do so much for the church? Why do you give? Why do you listen to the voice of the pastor? What's all? They don't see. They don't understand what's going on here. Amen. But they have an opportunity to, and this is the part about the garment that we, amen, can get a hold of. There's an old man. That's the old me. That's the sinner. Amen. That's the wicked. That's the evil. That's the carnal. Amen. But when you get born again, hallelujah, there is a new man that you can put on. Amen. You put God's garment on. Hallelujah. You take something that's great. All we've got to offer Him is filthy rags. All we've got to offer Him is frailty. All we've got to offer Him is failure. Amen. But He can give us something that can help us, amen, to put an identity that's better than the old man that we used to be. He can give us an identity that helps us have purpose, that we don't fall into the same pits of sin. We don't fall into the same traps. Hallelujah. He gives us a new beginning. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. We bring to an altar filthy rags. And God says, I'll take that, the old man, and I'll give you a white robe. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll take sin, and I can give you the Holy Ghost, and you can have peace, and you can have joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll take your confusion. Hallelujah. I'll take your confusion, and I'll give you a revelation of who I am. I'll take your doubt, and I'll give you faith. Hallelujah. I'll take your unbelief, and I'll give you truth. Hallelujah. There's a garment that we can partake of and we can put on. Hallelujah. It's like that song that somebody sings. Amen. There's a garment of praise. And I felt so good in the house in our praise and worship today. You can feel His presence because, as Pastor Bradley said, He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. We can take on the likeness of God. We can take on His Spirit, and that Spirit can lead us and guide us into new things that we never imagined. Amen. He said, He that keeps My commandments, he that loveth Me shall be loved by the Father, or by the invisible God. He said, I will love him and manifest Myself to him. I'll fill you with My Spirit. Amen. Chapter 21 and 3. Verse 3 through 7, it says, I heard a voice, John the Revelator, began to speak out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, amen, for the former things are passed away. He's talking about a future heaven, and He's talking about things present. Amen. They're passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto Me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto Me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Again, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. The garment of the invisible God. He's Alpha. He's the beginning. He's Omega. He's the ending. Hallelujah. I'll give you a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Amen. And ye shall overcome and inherit all things. This is the power of God. He can give us something that helps us be overcomers. He can give us something that can help us conquer our own flesh and our own frailty. Amen. And the book of Revelation talks about a throne. Amen. Revelations 4 and 2. Amen. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, one throne was set in heaven. And He said, and one sat on that throne. I've come to settle any questions today. If you don't really understand the Godhead, amen, this scripture tells us there's only one throne in heaven. And when we get to that throne, woo, what are we going to see? We're going to see the garment or the visible of the invisible God. When you think of a throne room, all the light, all of the attention, all of the focus, it's directed toward that chair. Amen. It's directed toward that throne. Amen. And when we understand this, amen, the Bible says in the midst of the throne, Revelations 5 and 6, stood a lamb slain. Amen. Now, there's not a literal lamb, right, with hooves and wool and, you know, all that stuff. No, it's Jesus Christ that the Scripture is talking about. Amen. There's a lamb slain. Amen. That's the visible or the garment. Hallelujah. There's a garment, praise God, the visible of the invisible God. And he goes on. He said, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. This is the lamb. Amen. This is Jesus Christ. And Paul wrote in Philippians, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. God Almighty can be seen through Jesus Christ. Amen. God was manifest in flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in this world, received up into glory. I've come to tell somebody today, the only one true living God. Amen. It's kind of hard to understand, but he's visible and he's invisible. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, to the close, amen, this morning, the conclusion of my lesson, how does that have to do with us? We are created in his image. We are created in the image of God. And so just like us, we can understand the Godhead. The Bible tells us that the fullness, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the visible, the garment of the invisible God. But he came, all the Scripture, it links together. He came to give us a new garment. He came to give us a new man, amen, a new life, hallelujah. And it is through him that we can understand these visible and invisible things. And it's through his sacrifice. He's the lamb that was slain, amen, from the foundation of the world, hallelujah. It's through this that God, hallelujah, he can help us to become new. He can take whatever we have to offer. He can take whatever life circumstances that we've been dealt, hallelujah, amen, and he can trade it for something new. Hallelujah. 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 There's a garment that matters. Amen. There's a garment that matters. Hallelujah. You know, when it comes to fruit, amen, bad fruit stinks, right? Anybody ever been there? Hallelujah. You go to, whew, that ain't good anymore, right? Amen. It's become spoiled. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bradleys are spoiling us, and we might become bad fruit if we're not too careful. Amen. Spoiling Bennett. Amen. But, you know, there's something about fruit that God loves. Amen. Good fruit. Amen. He says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. We have inside of us something that is invisible. It's unseen. There's things in your life that only you know about. Amen. There's things that only a few may know about. Praise God. And I'm preaching to everybody under the sound of my voice. Amen. But all of those details, they don't matter. God can take whatever has occurred, whatever has gone on in your life, the invisible things that nobody knows. He can take it and he can give you something beautiful and replace. Oh, hallelujah. The garment is important. Fruit is a visible representation of a seed that's on the inside. There's different kinds of trees, and I know I've preached about trees here in the past.
Amen. But there's a distinction. There's two kinds of trees. There's angiosperms, there's gymnosperms. What does it mean? One is the seed is exposed on one, and the seed is it's enclosed on the other. And this kind of tree, it's just the visible. There's nothing invisible in it. It's the seed. It's like a pine tree. You can see that the seed is enclosed. It's on the pine cone. There's nothing on the inside, but it's all external. It's all appearance. Amen. We can stand together in this house. But there's something about a fruit tree, an apple tree. There's even some nut trees like a cashew and others. The nut itself is the seed. And it's enclosed in something. There's an invisible and there's a visible. Amen. God, let me just tell you, God's not just interested in the things that are seen, but He's interested in the things that are unseen. Hallelujah. It's not all about the outward, praise God. And the outward matters because when there's something good on the inside, it will produce a beautiful fruit on the outside. Amen. Whether it be personality, whether it be how we just treat people, whether it be behavior. Amen. What's on the inside, it's going to come out. It's going to reveal itself. It's just the truth of nature. Amen. And so the outside, it does matter, but it's not everything to God. He wants to see something on the inside. Praise God. And hallelujah, this is the difficult things for us as humanity to deal with because some of these things are embarrassing. Some of these things are hard to work through. Some of these things are very tense in nature, praise God. But when you lay the invisible things down at an altar to God, hallelujah, He can take that and He can give you a beautiful garment. When there's a seed on the inside that's beautiful and that's good and it matters more than anything on the outside. Hallelujah. It can produce something beautiful. Yeah. Jesus talks about the wedding garment. Matthew 22, He teaches the kingdom of heaven. It's like a marriage. There's commitment. Hallelujah. You need to commit to this place. You need to commit yourself to God. You need to commit your life to God. Amen. Because I'm telling you, He'll do so much better than we can do on our own with our lives. He can give you so much more beautiful than any lie of the enemy out in the world. I'm telling you, the enemy likes to entice. He focuses on the outward. Amen. And he's really good at deception. He's really good at making it look good on the outside. But on the inside, there's a ravening wolf ready to just devour, kill, steal, destroy. Hallelujah, but God, He doesn't work that way. Amen. There's a commitment. The garment at the wedding, many invitations were sent out. He said, go into the highways and the byways. He's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man which didn't have on the wedding garment. Let me tell you, garments matter.
What is it? It's something that is produced from the inside.
It's not just, hey, he had the outward. He had what looked right, but there wasn't something on the inside. This is what Jesus was trying to teach to us. He didn't have the right garment on. And what happened? He got cast into outer darkness. He got thrown out of the celebration. He wasn't able to join in, amen, with the others because he didn't have the right garment. Let me tell you today, I don't care what the devil tells you. I don't care what he promises you. I don't care what the prosperity of the wicked looks like. I don't care how depressed you've been. I don't care how defeated you've been. I promise you, if you come down to an altar and you lay down the invisible things, you lay down your filthy rags, you lay down what you've got, you lay down your sin, you repent, hallelujah, you confess at an altar, He's faithful and He's just. He'll give you something so much more beautiful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians 3:9. Lie not one to another, it said, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, where there is neither Greek nor Jew. There's no difference among any one of us. Amen. Whether we're circumcised or uncircumcised, but Christ is all in all. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy and kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye. There's a lot of things we can do at the conclusion of this service today. But I wonder if there's an individual who has heard the word today, not just about the oneness of God, amen, but about what He can give to you in exchange for what you've got. Hallelujah. If you want life and you want peace, you've got to seek spiritual things. You've got to lay the carnal man at an altar and say, God, I want something better. Hallelujah. These altars are open this morning. Would you come and would you find a place to pray?
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.